then we're going to bump the item, agenda item number 15, which is the KFAT.
I'd like to give the opportunity, if there's anybody in the public that wanted to
comment. That was a request from John Corbett. Anybody want to make any comment on KFAT?
Okay.
Okay.
We killed them dead.
Okay, no problem. Then that leaves the next item then would be the executive officer's report.
It's going to be very brief.
Brief is a good thing right now.
We included a written executive officer's report, which, among other things, just wanted to, this is kind of a formal opportunity to say, hi, I'm the new executive officer. I'm honored and grateful to have this opportunity. In my written article message from me, provide a little bit of background. I take on this position with a distinct sense of responsibility. It's a huge honor to be given this position, and I look forward to the challenges ahead and working with all the stakeholders in our region and with you, my board, to do good work. So I'm looking ahead. As far as work priorities, you know, as I said earlier, Kat Coleman, one of her last efforts was putting together some work priorities for our staff over the next couple years. And I'm just want to keep us on track on those commitments. One thing that wanted to bring to your attention is that we have a draft of our county road maintenance program. It's a waiver that's been drafted, and we're sharing it. It's modeled after the 5C Sound Mounted Conservation Program. We've shared that preliminary draft with the 5C staff. We're then going to be taking it to the counties for their review, and we expect bringing that to the board this fall. And that really is going to just conclude this executive officer's report. So thank you.
I like the short and sweet one. Mr. Corbett?